Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Minisode 252.
Hello.
3 hours of aliens. Now for some minisode stuff.
Boys, great.
What
great.
Do you got? What do you got?
I got a dead ass Virgin Mary sighting. You guys want that?
Yeah, give it to me.
Dead ass Virgin Mary?
Have you ever heard of the village of Morca in Colombia? I'm not sure if that's exactly how it's pronounced.
No.
It's a populated center within the city of Sogamoso in Boyaca, Colombia. And it's a coal mining place, but it's like mainly associated with a sighting of the Virgin Mary that occurred there like, 110 years ago or something like that. Like a classic Virgin Mary sighting that was like,
yeah,
like in the newspapers and stuff. And on the first Saturday of every month, they have like a Virgin Mary sort of like celebration there, and people come there from all over the country, and there's vendors and like art and sweets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a straight up whole festival, and this history goes all the way back to like the colonial times. So this is like a classic place. However, this news story is from coast to coast from like today. And what happened is, this guy, Jimmy Ayala, who I don't know much about him other than that he is known as a musician, a local musician, was in Morca, and he stumbled upon this. Apparently, he was there to visit a shrine to the Virgin Mary with his family. And while he was there, he saw a bunch of people crowded around a rock, and he asked them what they were looking at, and he saw what they called a miracle that had appeared in the stone 3 months ago. So
okay.
Apparently this face had appeared in the rock, and he was the first like modern person to stumble upon it in this village, if you know what I mean, who made it go viral. So here's a clip of it. We look at it together, and you can see what very clearly seems to be the face of the Virgin Mary in a rock.
First of all, I love the AI voice immediately over this.
Yeah, I auto-dubbed just makes me want to die, but it's here. I think it's auto-translated is what it is. And you can see like her hair is kind of like suggested by the shape of the rock. It looks kind of artsy, but it's there.
It does look like someone may have done that themselves.
The biggest problem about this isn't like Virgin Mary or anything. It's the depiction of her in this instance is very clearly reminiscent of like Renaissance era paintings.
It looks like that's what she would have looked like.
It looks like Gustav Klimt almost.
Yeah, it does. If you would have said, it's just a woman, it looks like a woman. There's really no difference. Saying that it looks like a Virgin Mary is because it literally looks like famous Renaissance art of the Virgin Mary.
And you're in the like Mary zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're in a town that is famous for Mary. I don't know. It looks like art.
Like apparently Virgin Mary, like the realistic look of her, she would have had like jewelry from her tribe and stuff from where she came from, and like, you know, nothing like this, like Jesse said, Renaissance era, like all perfect and eyes closed. No, she would have been like nothing like that.
Unless the fact that so many people think that she should.
Literally was going to say, unless we want to talk about the idea of consciousness forms reality.
But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week.
That's funny that's being covered. Cause like, I've been thinking about that for about a couple weeks now.
Quite directly, I'm covering it, actually.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird little synchronicity. Yeah, I mean, there's like Jesse said, there's no way to know also if somebody didn't just come do this themselves, but if it's natural, it's a fucking impressive natural formation for sure.
It doesn't look like normal, naturally occurring Bible shit.
No,
it looks like fucking like pen line art of Mary, like painted on rock. I don't know. It does not look natural to me, but I don't know. There is a level of sort of pedigree that comes with it, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just a hyper. I know that art. It's so hyper specific. It's
I don't know. But it's not that often you get a straight up Virgin Mary.
No.
In the Virgin Mary village in the middle of rural Colombia. So I thought it was
a lightning strike and twice kind of thing. I'll take it from here if you want. This is a little bit less Virgin Mary related, but more science. And we keep learning that animals do in fact talk to each other and communicate verbally. This was published today. One of the few good uses of AI. AI eavesdropped on whale chatter, and it may have helped find something new. Dolphins, a new series and a new analysis of sperm whale codas, a unique series of clicks, suggests a previously unrecognized acoustic pattern. The finding, reported November 12th, implies that the whale's clicking communications might be more complex and meaningful than previously realized. But the study faces sharp criticism from marine biologists who argue that these patterns are more likely to be recording artifacts or byproducts of alertness rather than language-like signals. For decades, biologists have known that both the number and timing of clicks in a coda matter can even identify the clan of sperm whale. Sperm whales in the Eastern Caribbean Sea off the coast of Dominica, for example, often use a series of two slow and three quick sounds. Relying on artificial intelligence and linguistics analysis, the new study finds that sometimes the series sounds more like clack, 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 rather than clicking, says Shane Garrow, who is a marine biologist at Project SETI, a Dominica-based nonprofit studying sperm whale communication.
What?
CETY, not SETY, right. SETI. Project SETI linguist Gaspar Bejou wonders about the meanings of a coda might convey. He says it sounds really alien, almost like Morse code. Says Bagus of the University of California, Berkeley. Based on his team's result, he now speculates that sperm whales might use clicks or clacks in a similar way as we use our vowels to transmit meaning. Not everyone agrees, but the study shows that's worth being pursued, and if so, it immediately makes their language much, much more complex than what we know. And I just think that makes sense, man. I feel like we keep learning that animals are more conscious than we assign them credit for. And
especially, absolutely.
Like, whales are so smart, and dolphins are fucking so smart and shit. They're like scary smart. So, hey, you never know. Maybe we'll see in another 10 years, we'll be able to like break down their language and be able to communicate with them. That'd be fucking cool.
That's, damn.
Yeah. Ooh. Take us away, Jesse. Sorry. Finish us. What do you got? I know you had to find
gentlemen,
the article.
I would like to send you first to this post, which I will copy the link and send to you.
Great.
As you know, the internet, mostly conspiracy theory people, but the internet in general is obsessed over this Atlas.
Yep. We tried to put it to rest yesterday. Last week, if you remember, we were like, it's nothing. It's a fucking satellite.
Dude, I hate this.
So anyway, this image of by just some random guy at Godarmus on Twitter. He posted a thing. That is, he's like, yay, man, I got this awesome telescope, and this is what I took. Anyway, meanwhile, and you'll notice it got a lot of likes, and people were passing it around on the internet. It had 577 retweets and 5K likes, and everyone's like, wow. And if you look at the comments, everyone's like, this is amazing. Blah, blah. Anyway, shout out to the people at r/UFO.
This is from early October.
Yes, yeah, yeah. On r/UFOs, the genius minds over there who set about debunking things. I'm going to give this to Bagazine. I'm going to give all the credit.
Hell yeah, Bagazine.
Bagazine's like, hey, don't fall for this. This is clearly clickbait. One, these are real images from real people that are real amateurs that have the best telescopes in the world. This is what they currently can see. I'll send you both images. So you can see exactly what these amazing telescopes from amateurs that are not NASA can see.
Yeah, it's a bright dot.
Yeah. That's how absolutely far away it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to pick it up on your home telescope. You're just not.
It's closer now. It's come out from behind the sun, and it's still acting weird, but it's accelerated because it's likely shed a ton of weight from being close to the sun.
And melting, yeah.
Melting, and so it's accelerating, and now it has like a tail. But people were saying not too long ago, it's like, but the tail is happening at the front and going back. And I'm like, yeah, because that's the part that was facing the sun.
That's how comets, that's how comets work. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's me. Listen, I'm willing to believe, bro. I want a reason. But this is not it. It's just a really fucking cool comet that's probably older than us, like the planet. Like, yes. 25 billion years old or some shit.
Yeah. Also, man, so, those comment section on that tweet are
it's,
like...
Dude.
Yeah, it's rough.
They're
it's
running rough. With like shit. There's like, somebody's posting a picture of a lamp online. Like,
it's all and it very quickly becomes like, well, here's a point that you can't prove or disprove, and that's how I win. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
So the interesting thing is that this the original poster here, Magazine, is like, hey, let me just math it out for you. And he straight up just assuming the following about this meteorite and all the dimensions and stuff, continues on to be like, after mapping it out, you would effectively need a 250-meter telescope. Nobody has that, at minimum. You won't see jack shit. And then drops the biggest bomb of all bombs, and I can't believe this. No one noticed this, which just goes to show you how screwed we all are. Gentlemen, please, if you would be so kind, to take a look at this photo.
Okay.
This is the photo of the telescope from that tweet.
Yep.
Some things to notice. One, look at the light socket, the power socket down the bottom.
Mm. Oh, notice, no, it's AI.
It's AI. The whole image is fake.
Fuck. We're fucked.
You can, now that you know that, you'll see things like the paper on the table has the holes from the table in it for some reason.
The actual like science of this room doesn't quite make sense.
Right.
My original thought was like, oh, he has like a backyard, like little shack or something that he uses for this.
Essentially, it's all fake. They did like a high res scan of the image in the background, and that is just gibberish. Like, the text on there is not real text. It's just an AI image, and no one caught it.
Because especially if you don't all do this shit.
577 retweets, 224 comments, 5,000 likes, 564, whatever that like bookmark thing is, no one caught it. And I think that's crazy. And so once again, shout out to the amazing folks over at r/UFOs, because they genuinely want to believe but are willing to destroy you if you lie.
So many people. Fuck. So many people are.
There you go.
Just not. You know what? Eventually, somebody found the light switch, but it was long.
It's too late. Yeah, it's not after it got passed around. And how many people don't know
days.
Now?
Yeah. Misinformation proliferates so much faster. Good Lord. Thank you for bringing that up, because now I feel bad, because I'm like, it's just a telescope in a room. But no,
the dimensions of the room are.
Unfortunately, that's what we have to look for now. Like, I'm going to assume if the room is AI, then the image is AI.
Oh, yeah. That means you can't trust a damn thing that comes out. No, you can't.
It doesn't even matter what that other image is. It doesn't look like anything.
Yeah. It's a bright dot anyway.
But the fact that they're passing that off as like a thing.
Well, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Man, there was like a feeling in my stomach when I saw that outlet that made me feel real bad.
You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, made me sad. All right,
well, on that depressing note, keep an eye out for AI, everybody. That shit's fucking crazy. And at a glance, it's hard to tell. And thank you, Jesse, for... repeating the fact that 3i Atlas is fucking nothing. Stop making it something, everybody.
It's a huge scam.
I would love it if it was something, but it's nothing. It's a huge
scam.
What it is is cool enough.
It's just tricking you with AI Michio Kaku. Get out of there.
Literally. Ugh. Oh, God. All right, whatever. Thank you guys so much for supporting us here. We get to stay not as AI, thanks to you.
We'll be back next week with another
mini-sode right here at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. We appreciate you. We love you.
Au revoir.